Games Workshop's Basement, hosted by John Cardell.
Jamie, I didn't even notice which golden girl I am.
Heffelfinger. I'm Dickie, and it's Grim After Dark.
All right, guys, now that we've got that pesky monetization out of the way, and I created a new intro so the music just cuts right off, let's just get right into it. Welcome to Grim After Dark, Warhammer's only late-night show for some reason. My name is John. I'm here to misinform and entertain as we talk about the goings-on over the last week in the world of Games Workshop. This week, we commit engagement suicide by talking about what's been going on with the Adeptus Custodes. We go around the net. We go once again through our favorite eBay price is redacted. Before we go on, let's meet the team who make it all possible. First up, it's the co-host with the co-most, all the way from Moscow, Idaho. He puts the T in RTTT. It's Danny McDevitt. Beautiful. I'm going to wait to see how long it is.
I had so much respect for you that I didn't want to screw up your beautiful introduction. That I muted myself and I didn't unmute. And the gag worked.
It did.
Totally a gag.
A bit.
Yeah. Nothing distracts from your final college project, which is due on Monday, coming up, more than deciding to spend an hour motion tracking beautiful Custodes art from Goonhammer onto the Golden Girls intro. To help us with this engagement, though, he's the beautiful face of everything square based, a fantasy enthusiast and a 40K denier. He's the terror of Toronto. It's Val Heffelfinger.
I have a question. Who's going to copyright claim us first, Golden Girls or Goonhammer?
I did send a copy of the video to Pete, and he was like, I put Golden Girls in my review in Goonhammer 2, which I took as explicit permission to do it.
Uh-huh. I mean,
but absolutely, Golden Girls will.
Yeah, read Pete's article.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be fair use.
Yeah. We just got a warning on the...
We've already gotten a warning?
Yeah. Heads up. We've detected a video on your stream and belonged to someone else.
Maybe it was the giant TV Land watermark in the bottom corner of the screen. Ooh. Who knows?
It's possible.
Who knows?
Robots can read now. We've been teaching them with captchas all this time and it finally bit us in the ass.
Luckily... I did put the regular intro right after it, so we can edit that right away very quickly. And then only the one person called Danny McDevitt, who's here live right as we start, will appreciate that video there. That's okay.
Well, you could spend another hour and a half and make it portrait mode ratioed because copyright works different in shorts.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Might do. It was a lot of fun to do it.
It was very good.
Thank you for being a friend, Val. Thank you.
It was very good. And which golden girl was I?
You were the third one.
Rose? You're the sassy one. Yeah.
I was Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That kind of had me for a B. Arthur, but you know.
Pretty sure Dickie was B. Arthur.
Yeah.
No, he was the Dickie was the so, grandma. Yeah. Just so you were Sophia,
They were all grandmas, Val.
Well, just like she was the grandma of the grandmas.
Dickie, you're a grandma.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Oh, great. I feel like that. Like nowadays, we're like, look at these old biddies, and they're like 35 when that show came out.
Chat and coming in strong. I saw it. I saw it. I saw everything. Perfect. It's coming through, guys. You saw nothing. You're really what you're not about. Helping our copyright claim case that we are actively working on right now. Apparently. But finally, he's the man behind the Iron Curtain of Canada. He's the Canadian coach, but American sympathizer. It's Tech Priest Dickie.
American sympathizer, huh?
Oh, boy.
So that's the new one.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. Oof.
He comes from a town where their stadium is literally Tim Hortons Stadium. All right, guys. So let's not count. Let's not question Dickie's bona fides.
Asky wee wee.
Someone gives him a coffee cup with the lid on. He just goes apeshit. He's like,
He's taken a lot of vacations to the United States lately, and I mean, the facts are the facts, man. They don't care about your feelings as people are.
No, that's fair. Mar-a-Lago's in Florida. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, it's
what. Look, I think he's just a Disney guy. He's a Disney guy. He loves his Disney.
That's not helping. That's spelled either. Disney
with a DJT. let's bring up the slideshow here. I was gonna do the whole thing where like I had like curtains all the way along, but then I'm like, well, that like. there's going to be green in the slideshows, and I don't want to have to put fire behind all of it. So
yeah,
we're just like this. Before we really begin this week, this guy on Twitter called Albert is asking the real questions. Did Twitter porn get boring, or is it just me?
Oh, it's a hard hit.
I feel like that was an entire episode of the show formerly known as the 40K Adjacent Show, where I discovered that there was porn on Twitter, and I didn't know that. It was like I really wonder what percentage of Twitter was always just porn the whole time. It's porn all the way down, I'm pretty sure.
Is that like the meme where it's like always has been?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, Joel and Chad, not enough budget for full curtains. You're gosh hey, look, darn you get right. What you pay for.
Yeah, jeez. John's known for his
curtains. But really, what we have to do is porn got pretty interesting on Twitter last week. Before we jump into the meat of the matter, shall we say?
Can we review that now?
Yeah. Danny, you sent this to me.
Oh, yeah. No,
as someone whose wife is in the next door room, I have no idea who this is. So if you want to kind of explain this to me.
I don't know either. Pete sent this to me. And it's like, get it on the show. I'm like, dude, yeah, this is hilarious. Let's get this on.
Can we, by the way, Pete the Falcon of Goonhammer fame. You know how hard it is to squeeze this slide in a week where the internet just melted under its own shit?
Yeah.
Really difficult. But anyway, please continue, Danny.
Well, it's a tweet from this woman. You may have noticed I have been tweeting a lot of pictures with my clothes on recently. That was because I wanted at Warhammer to send me free stuff. But the new Custodes Codex looks so bad that I'm never wearing any clothes again. Here's some ass for my fellow Custodes enjoyers.
I think I have a picture of the ass here, by the way, if we want to pull that up.
Amazing. Oh,
got him.
There's the ass. Famed adult film actress, and I guess Warhammer influencer Mia Makova, being ignored. But don't say how like you don't know who that is, Dickie.
I just googled her, seems like a nice lady.
Okay,
oh, that's wonderful.
Attempted, and maybe Danny, this is why we got product for so long, is we kept our clothes on. No matter what we did, it was always fully dressed.
And that's what Games Workshop wants, John.
Yeah. Fully dressed people reviewing their products. And now that she's been slated for one release, no more clothes. And really, it's just terrible.
I mean, just looking at some of Ms. Balkova's work here, I think I understand what the inspiration for that very recent Custodes miniature and its various ratios was based on. It all makes sense now.
Yeah. It's all linked together. Do you know 25% or 7% of the people Mia Malkova has slept with are sponsored by BlackRock Investments?
Wow.
Two and two.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
Coincidence? Probably. But who am I to say?
She also bought up a lot of the real estate in Florida.
Yeah, just pushing that real estate portfolio on everyone. But anyway, we're not here to talk about random blonde women I've never heard of or seen before. We're here because some stuff happened this week, and let's get some state of play about it.
Oh,
okay.
Dude. Oh, I love that he's just bopping along to that one.
Yes.
Is State of Play actually just around the net again this time?
No, there's
these
both.
These segments have any meaning, John?
In about a month, they will have clear, defined meanings. Right now, where we're just so close to the finish line, they don't. They all just kind of blend together.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to State of Play, where we attempt to take a lighthearted look at what's going to be going on in the Warhammer community in the last week. But this week, the threat of having to interact with a woman has caused the worst corners of the internet to just explode. As I just fail in my button pressing. Wow. Amazing. Dickie, I forgot you had a soundboard. I was really worried because it started playing right as I pressed the button on my computer. I'm like,
That was me.
The Nia Malkova research was just for the show.
I see you're an old world. I can't even talk English. I see you're a that other show I'm on, listener, because that's the deep dive button. But also a good awooga sound.
It is a good awooga sound.
It is a good awooga sound.
Dive sound.
I want to say, just so we're distinct from your other shows, that is for sure a awooga and not a deep dive. We want to be respectful here, not to people, but to intellectual property.
It's just a duck dive.
I just wanted to get in on the copyright claim bonanza.
oh, man.
This show's going to be.
I think he's going to have to edit so much to get just like Kung Fu, like all of these IP claims that we're going to receive from all the stuff we're doing.
He's going to do none of those things.
But the internet exploded this week, not because the Custodes Codex is really bad. I think we're all overlooking that point. It's not a great codex. But this tweet here from Warhammer Official, which I'm sure is by some kind of rogue intern, with just no power whatsoever, said, since the first of the 10,000 were created, there have always been female custodians. And Danny, the world kind of blew up at this.
Was it this that people blew up at? Or was there something else?
It was this.
It was a passage in the book, which is what Warhammer is addressing here, I think.
There is a 2-page story in the new Custodes Codex about a participant in the Blood Games who is goes a little overboard, but it's a female participant as custodians. It's not overtly said throughout the book, like, hey, there's this thing. So Warhammer Official came out with this tweet, which stated that, yeah, it's a thing. Don't worry about it. It's always been a thing. And that kind of caused a little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah. People were upset about this. I don't know. I can see why it feels like pretty freaking lazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it is a lore change. Like, I don't think anybody's really like, is anybody's going out here and saying like, oh well, like this has definitely been in the lore before. It's been there forever. Like, it's not. This is a pretty ham-fisted way to do it, and I can get people being upset, but like, the change is like doesn't mean anything really. No. I don't think it's.
What are you talking about?
I'm glad it gives anything. People inclusivity. Like, I'm happy about that part, but like, what? It doesn't mean anything for the fluff of the game really, because these are like, you know, relatively faceless guardians of the Emperor that are like shuttered away from like the Imperium.
What's you know? Crazy? Yeah,
except they have vaginas, Danny.
Okay, cool.
Maybe. I don't know. Do custodians have genitalia? I'm pretty sure Space Marines don't.
I'm pretty sure custodians can fuck, Bell. Look, Space Marines
holy fucking.
Sure, they surely fucked the new codex, that's for sure.
Yeah, whoa.
Immediately.
I don't think it's that bad. It's pretty bad, but I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, and then chat here saying, was I saw this here? Why does everyone have a soundboard on this show? And it's just purely... so he can rub it into Danny, because I didn't provide him with the soundboard. And sadly, Val and Dickie got their own. But yeah, it's just so we can have that there.
I suspect, actually, that that this was a late editorial ad, because they were like, oh, shit, this book is terrible. We need to go to plan V. Unleash the vajayjay. And then they knew it was would provide the ultimate smokescreen to distract from.
The rules won't look quite so bad.
That's what I'm saying. No one's talking about the fact that this is like one of the weakest codex releases that's come out so far this edition.
I've heard some extreme hyperbole from that, which I found fascinating. Just that, not just this edition, I've heard in a very, very long time from various people. So like, I find that. Again, I have no context or understanding of why, I don't know. It's also really interesting just from like a sort of social media management perspective, or even just like a messaging perspective. Obviously, like whether like they must have known, given the ridiculous meta of female space marines on the internet. And how contentious that point is, that them being like, okay, cool. We'll just say custodians have women would be something of a troll.
The one senior manager made this tweet, put it out, sat in the little break room, got his little teacup. He's just sipping away like, ah, man, that's really fucking easy. I don't know why these like social media guys are complaining. You just send one message. That's it. It's done. No idea about the fallout that would happen from like even suggesting that people have to interact with women, even in model form. But what I've done, I think this is important, and there was a lot of reaction. So I've amassed some reactions. I amassed a lot of Twitter reactions, but then Hellstorm Wargaming did a really good job going through the Twitter awfulness. So a lot of YouTube comments from very pro and anti kind of these videos here. The first one I want to bring up here is, oh yeah, we're looking at Totally Reasonable Internet Reaction was the name of the...
But it's not around the net.
No. Around the net, dad. I totally didn't spend all of my time creating a website the past 3 days. I totally did the show days in advance, not just today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have Totally Reasonable Internet Reaction, the first of which is from the very comically named Iron Patriot 3ID. So this is a response to the official Warhammer site about there being official custodes, so they're being female. He says, since when, show your work, and this is coming from a custodian player, never once in any of the codexes did it say that. Now, if you're talking about Sisters of Silence, sure, but that's not custodies.
One of my favorite things is that, like, they hadn't redone Sisters of Battle for 100 years, and they finally released a kit, and it was a female unit that was not allowed to speak. That was a Games Workshop that understood its horrible, somewhat horrible fan following.
Their special unit,
this custodian player,
Space Marines by making them sandwiches, I think, in the new book as well.
Unbelievable.
But yeah. This reminds me, there was a sport, you might know Spider Bell, there's a sports team where a team tweeted something out, and one of the fans replied, oh yeah, say your source. And then the guy was like, me, I'm literally the team. Like this is big, like this energy. But this is kind of the last one here from Twitter, which is generally a cesspool. And what I think is super interesting, about 95% of the negative response to this all had a blue check mark. It was kind of a nice little
correlation, not causation there, Johnny. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe a little bit of both, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Next up, we have this one here. I have some of the interesting ones that I want to put out here, but this one here says, this started with the book The Lion, Son of the Forest by Mike Brooks by adding Zem, Zim, Zer pronouns for admin characters. Now it's female custodes. Pointless changes just to appease a very small minority of people. Danny, how do you feel about the gender of robots?
I mean, I don't really care. They're not really human anymore, really. I mean,
you might call them trans. You might call them transhuman, in fact. But I also just love a very small minority of people. You mean half?
I think he's speaking more about the wargaming community, sort of.
Very true. Very true.
Women are a very small minority of people there. Okay, moving on. They get better, Danny, I promise. People attacked me when I said Cavill needed to shut the fuck up and leave 40K out of the mainstream or this would happen. Well, who's laughing now?
I don't know, man. Is it you?
No, he got beat up. He shouldn't be laughing.
Oh, man.
I don't think it was a physical attack. Val, how much do you think this is Warhammer kind of emerging into the mainstream? I will say there are graphs later on in my presentation.
Oh.
If you mean this is Warhammer emerging into the mainstream of 20-something years ago, sure. The acknowledgement of women as potentially part of it, sure.
I mean, okay, fair enough. But, like, the majority of factions have female, like, characters or models in them.
Getting there. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's for real. Like,
yeah, guard dude.
What factions other than Beast Marines and Custodes like don't have female models?
Well, not counting the ones that don't have a gender.
Yeah, sure. Like Zorks, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Necrons. Do Necrons have females?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Orcs, even then, they had the Blood Bowl cheerleaders. So
well, that's fantasy and Blood Bowl, which is actually a weird separate universe. Then
it's like it's a splinter universe. Own
thing. Yeah. Yes.
Blood Bowl. And gnomes in Blood Bowl, John. We don't acknowledge gnomes.
This might enrage both of you a little bit, but are Orcs mushrooms in fantasy?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Now they are unequivocally yes, but not Blood Bowl because when they did the mushroom explanation in the Gorka Morka era, they didn't reapply that to Blood Bowl. Hence why you still have female orcs in Blood Bowl.
Oh, fantastic. Moving on. This female custodian paragraph is certainly an attempt to boil the frog. I haven't heard that before on the female really? Space Marine issue.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
It will be this edition, but this indicates that this is the goal. I guess Danny Valdicki, does this response prove to you like the people who are saying this just don't have great rhetorical skills for literature or media?
I can't believe you say that about Al Gore, who of course made the boiling of the frog analogy very famous in an Inconvenient Truth about the gender of space marines, a tremendously influential documentary the early 21st century.
I remember he got up in a scissor lift to be more impactful, and then the rest I don't remember as much.
He's blacked out from the sheer verticality.
What this response tells me is that they didn't actually read the codex or look through it, because it's not a paragraph, it's like a two-page story, which is...
Well, okay, John, but like, what people have access to, and like, not everybody has the full two pages like to read.
That's
this
fair.
The codex isn't actually out yet.
Did you read that story, by the way, Danny?
I haven't yet. No,
it's batshit insane. It's about a female custodian who's competing in the blood games. You know her plan to win the blood games?
She has a vagina.
Put an enormous put an enormous bomb in the throne room.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So most people are like, I'm going to sneak this animal in. I'm going to sneak this like enemy combatant in. This will work this way. What about a bomb that just kills everyone?
Smart lady.
I mean, that's efficient.
Just the type of thing that women would come up with.
Girls get it done.
That's right.
The big explosion for sure.
I won the blood games, but at what cost? Fantastic. This is the part that I'm super excited about here. This was a recurring theme from all this here. This one first here. Get your 3D printers, lads. Oof. Let's make them freaking bleed for this, which I think means they're gonna hit people with 3D printers.
Okay. That was getting weird. Yeah.
They knew we didn't want this. They knew we freaking hated this stuff. Nothing is too big to fail. Look at Star Wars and every other franchise people like this have ruined. Give GW nothing. And then follows up, there's another one here, is very similar, but it says, I think it's time to jump ship. People who have been through this before with things like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings know this is just the beginning. Before
jump ship to
unfortunately for the BattleTech community, BattleTech and also Eve Online, but they're going to be just terrified to realize there's women in those games and have far longer. But before you respond to these tweets, I want to pull these graphs I made found here up. So this is search trends over time, over the last 20 years. From 2004 onwards, the bottom table is search trends for Star Wars. The top is Warhammer 40K, which you might notice Warhammer 40K has been more popular than Star Wars all throughout for searchability.
Do you ever do a direct comparison here? Because Google Trends is fucked in how it actually demonstrates stuff. I'm sure that if you use that compare button, 40K would be absolutely squished by Star Wars. Crashed, in fact.
Beyond that, there's two spikes in Star Wars, really. There's when Episode 3 was released in 2004, and there was when Episode 7 was released and wherever that came out. And then the popularity has been pretty consistent throughout, if you look at the graph there. And then 40K, popularity has been pretty consistent over the last 20 years, rising since COVID.
Yep.
So.
And also, what's that big old spiky bit there as well? I would bet is Henry Cavill saying he was interested in 40K.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't hit the compare button like you so accurately pointed out, so I wouldn't know. But yeah, I would say the interest in these topics isn't changed. And if anything, interest in 40K is rising.
Yeah, it's okay. That's probably something you could extrapolate from that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for shitting on my analytical data. I appreciate
it. I've actually recently been fucking around with Google Trends and going mad with how it's actually like presented. It's all right. I don't really get it. It's weird.
You only need to look at our viewing numbers to know that we don't get it. It's fine. Hey. This next one here was another common theme that kind of went through all of these comments. We have Sisters of Silence be like WTF. And then personally, I think there is no need for female custodians other than just being weird. The range of Sisters of Silence exist and should be expanded on. Personally, I will ignore this stupid bit of lore, counting it as a typing error. They meant to write he.
Okay.
That aside, the big argument has been like Sisters of Silence exist. Why don't we buff those, make those better instead of adding like,
yeah, the women who don't talk
to other people.
Well, what do you mean? But like, what do you mean by buff? Right? Like, what is that? Like, nobody really cares about the rules. This is obviously not a rules thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is just a lore change.
So I guess, why do you think that by introducing Death Watch, when you could have just simply buffed Ultramarines, is that hugely offensive to other Space Marine chapters that you're just introducing new stuff?
No, I mean, of course not.
No, strange. But you get a lot of these because it seems to be like ways of justifying terrible opinions.
Sure, sure. And that's fair. Like, and call them out for that, right? Like, because yeah, it's a bad opinion.
But or it's impossible.
It doesn't have good grounding in like reality. It has all to based on like, I don't know.
Danny, you're pretty much a professional lawyer and you moderate 40K groups and you can't get to these people. So
yeah,
well, I hope to the rest of us have.
On this topic, I have actually seen one bit of like commentary that I really, really enjoyed. It's particularly triggered by the Star Wars comment in the previous set of slides there. And it's by a guy named Heywo. And Heywo does largely AOS content, occasionally verges into fantasy stuff, old world stuff. But Heywo basically did a take and talked about how he's upset that please go out and watch the video. It's a really nice little video essay. But he talks about how he doesn't enjoy the fact that, you know, his position on Star Wars, which is that the movies suck, is also conflated with people who say the movies suck because they introduce people of color and, you know, other, sure, you know, and emphasize strong female characters and stuff. Aside from that fact, I would be of the opinion as well, they're not very good movies for a lot of like strong critical reasons. Oh, and buddy. So he carries that over to essentially talking about retcons. And he talks about how in 40K, he's actually in a similar position on female space marines. And then I went, hey, whoa, what? Like, which is specifically that he doesn't think that female space marines are necessarily a good idea because of the narrative reasons for space marines isn't just that girls are yucky. Mm-hmm. It's that you have in the space that the ecclesiarchy and Adeptus Custodes, you have a satire of things like the Roman Catholic Church. You have actual like foundational satire there that if you were to fuck with it, it becomes more and more divorced from that and just becomes a literal fan fiction for fascism, as opposed to something that is a commentary on our real world. And I think he cribs that in not really giving a shit about this particular change because it doesn't really have a real material impact on any of that kind of stuff. It doesn't really change. Like, yes, if there's women, it doesn't change the nature of like 40K and sort of like the substance between. Isn't that what a dreadnought is?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly correct. That was
but this is another YouTube comment that 86 people liked. I think still what at Stovepip here is looking to do is quote that is a diversity and inclusion sort of thing. And he's saying, well, why wouldn't a disabled person be a dreadnought just to be more inclusive? But reading that, and even my wife, who only knows like through osmosis what Warhammer is through me, was like, aren't they already crippled in there? I'm like, yeah, that's sort of the point of a dreadnought. So
it literally is a walking sarcophagus.
Yeah. I'm sure a White Scars dreadnought would be really appreciative of wheels and that would look pretty badass, but still. Yeah, sure. No. Oh, Val, I needed your input on this one here.
All right.
Because I know the economy and finance of the Imperium is something that's often talked about in lore. He says, the reason for not having female Astartes applies to custodes, but they're amplified like 10x. It's already too expensive to augment a woman to the point she could become an Astartes candidate. And in the end, you'd only have a woman who's only as fit and capable as your average Marine. It's too much time, effort, and money for a substandard product. Val, you want to talk about the economy of the Imperium and kind of which position in the Space Marine chapter is paying for this stuff?
That's the thing, man. Ball don't lie. It all comes out in the P&L. And I think this is a decisive strike against the feasibility of female custodies. Clearly too expensive, much like public health care and education, too expensive. Can't be done. So why even try?
It was just something terrifying to me to think that someone has gone through decades of augmentation and rigorous combat training and has been like brainwashed into being this perfect soldier, and their job within the chapter is to go over the expense reports for the last quarter. Like, that just, I don't like that.
There's the administratum. I mean, someone's got to be counting these beans.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of finance, this is something else that came through pretty frequently on these here. Was AOS is a test bed and they are moving full steam ahead into 40K. I just want to point in, and guys, you can correct me on this. Fantasy was always sort of a test bed for some 40K rules. Like, there's always been sort of that kind of stuff, like in the 90s, 2000s, or am I off base with that?
I think it's the other way around.
But yeah. Like, they've always tested some stuff and other.
Yeah, for sure. There's always been interplay.
Because there's one dominant or a group of dominant writers in the studio at any given time, and they're writing both games. So they take ideas from their brain.
Yeah. So he says, I'm also convinced the recent Stormcast Eternal changes are to bring in more female models. Female versions of things aren't bad, but when there is a culture war fueled by corporate agendas, it makes things a little different. Danny, what is the difference between female models and female models during a culture war fueled by corporate agendas?
John, you're getting female models for the wrong reasons.
I just want to let everyone know this poster's name is Captain Fancy Cat too. Let's just make everything so clear. Okay,
this guy made bank on Wall Street bets. He's definitely had some really incisive input. I also really want to point out a few things here that could be going on. One is that BlackRock Group was accused of being, by the way, one of the largest asset holders on the planet. At least it used to be the largest.
They own 6.8% of Games Workshop.
Yes, there's a very simple reason for that, which is they are one of the largest providers, if not the largest provider, of index funds, which just follow a benchmark. So if Games Workshop is a large part of the, which is hilarious, the United Kingdom stock market, they're going to have to own a whole lot of Games Workshop stock. The same goes for Vanguard Groups. They're both massive index fund providers, ETFs and mutual funds. That's why they own so much of Games Workshop. It is not because they think Games Workshop is necessarily the best stock to buy. It's because they are index fund providers. That's why that exists. However, there is a culture war element to BlackRock, which is that they strongly pushed. I can't believe it. I'm blanking on this, but essentially just evaluating stocks, not just on financials, but on, you know, whether they have good governance controls, whether or not they're environmentally sustainable, and, you know, creating metrics around that to try and get, you know, more responsible investing practices in there, which caused blowback on BlackRock and made them a target of this whole silly cultural stuff, which is very silly. Yeah, so a number of things going on here that are just fucking batshit fucking
dumb. I think it's really brave of you to announce to everyone that you are an investor in both BlackRock and Vanguard, Val. That takes a lot of courage.
The thing is that you do not invest in them. They invest in you.
I think it's more likely clearly a conspiracy to influence culture, like, obviously. So, like,
it's better. It's all right, because one of my dearest friends confused BlackRock and Blackwater. I don't know if you guys know what Blackwater is.
Military contractor?
Yeah, yes.
They invested heavily in GW for their prototypes,
which was really funny to me. But anyway,
Ernst Jaeger in chat, he says, I'm massively skeptical of female models actually bringing in any meaningful female numbers. You know, honestly, me too, but it's cool that they're there. I don't think anyone is going to look at Games Workshop and Warhammer and be like, oh, I can have girls in this army now, and that be the deciding factor for them. But honestly, it's just a thing that's kind of cool that it's happening. Like, it's not a giant change personally for me. Yeah, for these people, absolutely. But for me, not so much.
I will say that, like, as people who represent the dominant culture of wargaming, white males in their now 40s, you know, like, we, like, everything is a reflection of us, right? So we don't notice when there's representation. We notice if we're, you know, beholden to certain beliefs, if there's representations of others. But for the most part, I would not have noticed or cared about this at all necessarily personally, without it being highlighted. However, if you are not a person amongst the dominant culture and you do see yourself literally representing the game, that does make a difference to people. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Beautiful. My fun thing now is just to kind of scroll through the comments I found until I find one that breaks Danny. And this is one of them.
I apologize for continuing to try and take this topic seriously.
No, you're good. You absolutely should. I mean, this is trying to strike the balance between the ridiculous and the serious fact of it is, like, an important thing. But this one here says, great, wonderful. So this is the custodian life now. Got into this army because of how cool they were in lore, and now I'm stuck with losers begging for women to dom them. It's not even like they made good detachments and balance sheets to compensate. The stat blocks suck, the detachments suck, the new lore sucks. I think I'm shelving my custodians for good. I got too much nostalgia to destroy them or sell them. I mean, to be fair, he points out they're all really bad.
I mean, this is the fairest comment yet.
I will, like, say,
by wide margin.
He says, I'm stuck with losers begging for women to dom them. That happened long before. Like, just because don't tell you doesn't mean that they're not thinking it. But I'm guessing if you're at a 12-person RTT, at least 3 of those people are begging for women to dominate them.
And then, and they're at the top tables, I'll tell you.
The nostalgia is important when you're really invested in an army. Oh, this is just a slide of when the custodians were first a playable army 6 years ago. But that's just completely accidental. I get nostalgic over something that's, you know, 6 years old. This was just another terrible one, just saying the marveling is incoming. I like that they've used turned that into a thing of just becoming terrible.
Yeah, Marvel movies suck for, like, lots of reasons.
Yeah.
Also, because Marvel, the fucking shining example of something way ahead of the curve, giving represent, like, very purposefully as a countercultural move in comic books, purposefully giving representation to people. The X-Men, for God's sakes.
I was gonna say, Val, it's almost like you're saying that's the entire point of the X-Men. Yes. And I don't appreciate
that. That is the foundation of its popularity, is the fact that it included people who looked different, thought different, weren't mainstream, it weren't represented in mainstream culture. Like, Fuck this guy. Oh, man, I don't like it.
He says, we need to vote with our wallets. I guarantee none of these people have bought a miniature since 5th edition. But we need to vote with our wallets and raise a whole stink of it on social media, or else they get away with it. Do you think, like, again, the GW boardroom is like, oh, shit, guys, we've received 8,000 hate mails, but if we receive 9,000, then we're not going to get away with this.
Well, hold on a second here. Like, maybe Games Workshop is more like Bud Light than other brands than they would care to admit. I mean, we're going to suddenly see
is that a personal
retraction?
And then this just bitches about Ubisoft. But in terms of quality, Ubisoft still make quality games. They just release more shit. And then let me see.
Wow, the hits keep coming.
They keep coming. I have like one more that I really want to hit. So we're gonna scroll through here. There's so many. It starts small changes. As notes make it too obvious. And there's a lot of responses where, like, the quoting 1984 with, like, we've always been at war with Eurasia. Well, you know, which is a cool thing to quote, but completely misunderstands the point of the book. Just saying it was a misprint.
The last person was Tube Newbie, by the way, just so.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even have the energy anymore at this point. I'm considering just giving up on 40K. Keep it for so long, but this happens. I'd rather leave now with good memories and see it bastardized. First custodians, then female space marines, then feminism.
Oh,
okay. Feminism, by the way, comes after everything's already been achieved.
I thought it was female seeking male.
Yeah.
Not female space marine.
It's just...
First they came for the custodians, but I did not speak up, for I was not a custodian. Then they came... Anyway.
And then this one here just said, not one single fan of 40K is going to like this. I'm ambivalent. I think it's cool if you like it, but it doesn't really matter. So that doesn't really super count. Don't buy their book. Refuse for it to be canon. He edited this, by the way. Wait till they put female Emperor twin that's female and it's female hidden Primarch. Then each lore will follow to oblivion. Next, a gay Necron Lord. This is someone who hasn't read The Infinite and Divine, where the entire spine of that book focuses on an Orican treason love angle.
Also, obviously, gay Necron Lord.
Based on Egyptians, for God's sake.
Yeah, I think that one flies for me, sure.
Oh, and then the final comment here, and this is the final one. We did skip through some, thankfully. It says, some people in the comments have no vision. They don't realize what is happening. We finally have giant mommies.
Well, Danny and I already had the troll princess, so we're good.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the three people in your RTT who have domination fantasies. This got massively blown out of proportion. It took about 30 minutes longer than I wanted it to take.
Well, you did have 45 slides on it, so I mean...
I did have quite a bit. It wasn't quite 45. It was around 21.
I was like, are you keeping count?
He's not keeping count. Let's do some really quick around the net, because I got it right this week. Yeah, welcome to Around the Net, the part of the show that's kind of like the other part of the show.
That's a handle.
Danny, what are we looking at? You say it's a handle. I don't see that.
What do you see, John?
It's the Mark IV cock plate. It's formed around the member for maximum. So, like, when they run, like, imagine. Yeah.
Further evidence that men, male-only space marines are canon. Is what that is. What happens? It's right there on the sprue.
You're a Primaris Marine. You're running to the battle lines, but you're distracted because every time you like run, you're like, boom, boom, boom. Like your dick is like hitting the side of the cock plate because it's just, and it's ceramite, so it hurts a lot. So you have to put in this fitted cock plate.
There's no way that thing doesn't have a port to lock into inside the power armor. I'm sorry. And maybe
Space Marines start as dudes. Wouldn't they just have the most hilariously withered away genitalia?
Yeah, it would be so small. Atrophied is the word.
This is one I've wanted to get up for a while. Knights pilots trying to fight a Nidbio Titan while their ancestors are doing backseat gaming and asking when he's going to find a fine maiden to have kids. This comes off of the lore that when a knight plugs into his machine for the first time, all of his family jump in his head here. So guys, I really quickly want to ask you, what is the most distracting thing your ancestors could tell you during battle?
That my grandma was a custodes.
Is that custodes a woman?
That would be so distracting.
Oh, fantastic. We'll jump past this guy here. My bad CGI. Oh, this is also one I wanted to get up for a while. And this will be all before we do a little thing here. This is from Reddit. Am I the asshole for tossing my boyfriend's nerdy models without asking? I've got a serious moral dilemma, and I need your collective wisdom to help me sort this out. Here's the story. My boyfriend and I have been living together for over a year now, and things have been going smoothly, but there's a catch. His fascination with intricate sci-fi and fantasy models. While I respect his passion, I've never quite understood it, and honestly, I've always considered them a bit nerdy. Now, here's where it gets complicated. I recently decided to declutter our living space and toss a significant number of his models without even discussing it with him. The result, a massive argument where he was understandably hurt that I could dismiss something that means so much to him. But wait, there's more. He spent thousands of dollars on those models, way more than I have on my own hobbies. It adds another layer to this issue, as if it feels like I've thrown away his hard-earned money.
Feels like?
You actually did this. This is like one of the most toxic, like self-absorbed people you've ever heard write anything in their life. Like,
we just did like 40 minutes on toxic self-absorbed people writing things.
This feels like this isn't about plastic models. This feels like it's about a bad relationship and a really passive aggressive person now trying to go to Reddit to get clout and absolve her conscience if she had one.
What's the worst mistake that your guys' spouses have made in relation to your Warhammer stuff?
What's the worst? Say that again. What was the question?
What's the worst mistake your wife is or spouse has made in relation to your 40K or your fantasy?
Knowing how much it costs.
My wife calls them dollies.
That's adorable. That's not a mistake.
It still kind of hurts my feelings.
I got my wife to call them murder dolls after a while. I think I've told this story before, but walking down the street, apropos of nothing, on our way into the office one day, she turned to me and said, "I'd rather die than play Warhammer." to which I replied, "Like, not live anymore? like not live? Like, you'd rather not live than play 1 3-hour game of Warhammer?" And apparently it was a hard line. But no, I'd say she's been tremendously patient. I think over time, probably started closer to this asshole, to be honest with you, on the spectrum. But I think over time, I think has realized that it resulted in a lot of really great things.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, 7th edition, like, hit us all differently. For your wife, it just made her want to die. And I think several people felt that way. Before we come to you, Danny, here real quick in chat here, someone's grandmother threw out a bag of bits once. Ernst Jaeger's wife keeps calling his orc Shreks, which I think is a fair description.
Oh, man, that just triggered actually a really
painful memory. Whoa,
yeah, my grandma. Oh, man, fuck. She was like doing grandma stuff and like cleaned my room while I was at school. And she threw away my Gorka Morka fort.
No.
The plastic card thing. Because it wasn't her fault. Like, I felt so bad because I had, like, stashed it in a garbage bag. Like, it looked like it was garbage. Like, the thing looked like garbage, and then it was in a garbage bag. And she was, and I'd asked her, I was like, "Hey, Grandma, you see my Gorka Morka fort? It looked like this." And, like, she clearly knew immediately, but, like, days later, like, came to me, like, sorrowfully and was like, "I think I threw it away." And I remember just, like, bursting into tears because of how sorry she was, being like, "No, it's all right." But holy shit, guys, that was a very deep memory.
The door worked. It was a beautiful outpost.
It was cool, but don't worry, Grandma. That's, I forgave you.
It's been a bummer of a show, and I apologize to you guys. Let's cheer it up a little bit. Let's leave it to Zero Action.
Nothing like a little capitalism to get us all back on track.
Yeah, there we go. Excited right. again. Yeah.
Yeah, we're positive now. There's no way I could bring this segment down by talking about women again. But greetings,
Mark. Oh, no. What did you Google, John?
Get ready to test your powers of fiscal evaluation. The price is redacted, where we challenge the breadth of your second-hand medical knowledge. Today's mission, we're going to accurately assess the sacred value of sold items I found for searching the term female space marines.
Fuck off, man.
Wow.
Oh, right. So on that note,
John, this could end so badly, dude. Like,
we're here now.
Yeah. Our most disliked.
Well, they'll probably just be big titty marines. So, you know, yeah, at least we're giving her.
Okay, that's, yeah, that's fine.
These are all things that sold on eBay. So someone paid
it's money. It's going to be really hard because these are all going to be terrible conversions and fucking big titty sculpts. All right, let's go.
Well, what's funny is this, I think, Wargames exclusive female Chaos Space Marine conversion. She can't run into battle because she would fall over. But, Val, how much did someone pay for this beautiful thing?
$24.
$24.
I'm going to say $30.
$20.
Oh, you want higher than me? $9. Yeah. All right.
That's actually, it's not badly painted. And yeah. Somebody who wants a model like that doesn't care about how their army looks. So
it is a woman. Our next item is Warhammer 40K Chaos Space Marine World Eaters Female Jackals. This one's sold by a Tech Priest Dickie.
No.
He never owned such a thing. All right. So,
any female models.
You know that. He won the last round. How much?
All right. This one I'm going $19.
$19. Danny.
$25.
$25. And
$30. Oh, good one, Danny.
You'll be happy to know there was multiple squads of these available. Surprisingly, not a whole lot of options searching for female space marines. Just a heads up here. Next up, we have Rogue Trader Female Warrior.
No.
Jane Adventurer Space Marine Citadel Medal Y964.
Danny?
I don't even know where to start with this.
This is a historic piece.
Point. Yeah. I think it's high, but not real high for a single model. I'm going to go $50.
$50.
See, when I imagine people spending too much on things I put on eBay, I do imagine just tech bros spending too much all the time. But this is a very...
This is historic.
What did you guess, Jenny? $50?
$50, yeah.
$50.
All right, I'm going $150.
Wow.
$150. Wow. Val values women is what I hear from this interaction here. But they actually only spent
$31. That's amazing. Because that's like the crux of one of the big cruxes of the female space marines debate, isn't it? That like they used to make female space marines.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep. And people are buying them up cheap to destroy
piece of history.
Them.
Destroy them to melt them down.
Yeah.
No one.
They should be spending.
They're like the book burners. Like.
It's banned in Florida.
People are buying Jane the Adventurer to melt her down to build male custodies.
Unfortunately, their recasters exist, John.
refuse to make it.
Oh, jeez.
Next up. Wild Bangarang Warhammer Necron Leggings L Games Workshop Official. Danny, Val, how much did people pay for pre-owned pants?
Like, that's, I mean, on its, like, immediately, that's a very good question.
Let's see. I know how much
is Jeff Brown in chat. He owns the Blood Angels version of these.
I think they retail for about $50, right?
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay.
So,
Mark Murphy says I can smell those.
Yeah, right.
That's why they cost so much.
Oh God, I bet.
Oh man,
I bet they're so hot. All right, John, I'm gonna guess $45.
$45. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going $19.99.
$19.99. Classic.
Yeah. I immediately regretted that.
Danny's crushing.
37. 31. Crushing.
Danny knows pants.
Look, I bought a pair of pre-used pants once or twice on the internet. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not above secondhand pants. Look,
this isn't my first rodeo.
Look, we all know Danny respects women the most, as opposed to his 3-1 currently lead over Val. But can Val respect him a little bit more and get up to 3-2?
I don't know.
With this last item that I desperately had to claw around to find, we have the Warhammer 40K Battle Force Auric Champions Adeptus Custodes 427 pre-order. Ribbagiga.
I don't even know what this retails for. I think they're $300 Canadian.
$210 American, I think.
So I was going to guess about $200 American. This sold in August of 2024. April of 2024. So
it just went up for pre-order on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a thing that's happening right now.
Yep. Yeah.
The joke is because it's a women-focused prices are redacted, and this is just a standard custodies box.
No, I got it, John. I got it.
Okay. Comedy's best when explained, so I just figured that out.
I'm going with 10% off. Hold on. $21, half of that be...
Would it help
so we're if looking at We're looking at $180 US.
Would it help if I told you this
you
sold out?
You son of a bitch. $179.
So Danny, you're saying 180. Oh, sorry, Val, you're saying 180. Danny, you're saying 179 on a box that sold out within 30 minutes of pre-order, containing a single character that's only available in this box right now.
I didn't realize that.
Danny DeVito's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Val, you got it.
The actual cost was
$249.99.
Wow. People love the DeVito. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's all I gotta say. Guys, I'm sorry this was such a bummer of a week, but I think it touched on some important things. That is, people get far too worked up about little toy soldiers.
Yeah.
I rambled a lot about the Heywo thing. It's well worth a watch. I thought it was great. I suggest you all watch it. I think you would enjoy. I thought it was a very good commentary.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny, what are some kind of takeaways you want to mention from tonight, or kind of anything that you want to add to the debate?
To what? To the debate of what? That women custodes exist?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to say is this. Like, it's okay to not like, to think that the change is, like, to be upset about the change, like, that it changed that way. But, like, it's a good change overall. And I think it's better for the game that it exists. And the army is better, more inclusive, and functionally it doesn't change anything about any models that you want to purchase or play with for your army. None of that actually matters. So getting upset about it is pretty stupid.
Yeah. I like when your eyes appeared to be closed or looking down while you were saying that. So it makes it seem like you were reading from a prepared statement.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
That was just because Danny's eyes were rolled so far into the back of his head that they appeared to be shut.
So I sort of equate it to, I love Star Wars. I've always loved Star Wars, and I've had a troubling relationship with it since the late 90s. When they announced the prequels were coming out, obviously super excited, because I'm like, yeah, new Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I've always loved it. And then when I went to see The Phantom Menace, it was shit.
Yeah.
And I know there's a faction of the internet who like love these movies now, and kind of it's, and even I ironically did it because it was really funny. It's one of the jokes I did for like 2 years, where the first year wasn't funny and then it turned. But they weren't good. And the reason is they weren't made for me. Star Wars as a concept is made for 12-year-olds. specifically 12-year-old boys, not 12-year-old girls. That's who's that the target audience is for. And it's kind of realizing that these things are no longer made just for me. And my expectations of them are going to be different because I am at a different place than what the target audience is. And that's okay. But you can't necessarily invalidate the new ideas that are coming and the changes that are happening because they're new and scary and they kind of take away what your idea of the thing is. So no one's taking anything away from you. If you want to play your custodians as all male, fantastic. Go ahead, do it. GW aren't going to kick down your door and ask to see the vaginas of your custodian models. Like that's just not a thing. It's not a thing that's going to happen. You are free to forge your narrative. We made fun of that term for fucking years, but dude, forge your own narrative. If you don't want to do it, fantastic, but don't take away from other people. So make your own story, do your own thing, but don't feel that your place is to tell others how to enjoy the hobby. That's my overly serious ending of it.
As an epilogue, John, I'd just like to call back to an earlier slide and ask you to show your work and cite your evidence for when the joke actually turned and became funny.
Which one? Never.
No humorous at all. It's almost like I've spent the past 3 weeks working on, like I said, my capstone college project about Star Wars fans and how they interact with the IP, which I should have just done Warhammer now because, well, I would have to rewrite everything this week and that's not going to happen. But yeah, it's sort of like people need to accept that things aren't necessarily just for them anymore. And there might not no longer be the target audience, but that doesn't change anything about how you interact with it.
I will say like, that's a very, I mean, Star Wars is a good example in like, I had to come to a point where I just, everything I saw for the most part just made me mad for Star Wars. And it wasn't because of any of the wokeness culture war shit. It was just, to me, they were just so horribly, heartbreakingly disappointing. Because to me, it was like this really cool universe that was super deep and they had so many cool things that they could do. And when they had, you know, I was an expanded universe guy and I loved all the fucking cool places they went with it. And it felt like this massive world you could sort of participate in. And then the movies started happening and everyone was just someone else's brother or son or daughter. And everyone in this giant galaxy was related to one another. And whoopsie, I just found the Millennium Falcon. You know, like it was just bad. It was very small. And I couldn't hear someone talking about Star Wars without wanting to shit all over Star Wars. And I just had to be like, I'm a grown up. Other people like this. Shut the fuck up. Same thing happened to me in 40K, right? So like 40K, like I, for whatever reason, I got really sour about it. And anytime I was talking about the game, I could only say shitty things. And that takes away from the people who genuinely fucking love it. And if it's for a good reason or a horrible reason, like suddenly custodians have vaginas, you know what? If that is something that is just going to make you hate it and you're going to be upset about it and it takes your joy away, I don't think that's something that should. But hey, if that's the fact, find something fucking else. I'm pretty sure most of these people can go shoot guns or something. Mm-hmm. So like, go do something else.
I will have to say chills, because that's about, you know, why new Star Wars, the Disney Star Wars, fails is because it relies on nostalgia and trying to retell old stories. And nothing will ever succeed if you stay in the past and keep trying to retell the same old stories and connect everything in the same way. The only way these universes and these ideas and these IPs stay fresh is if you tell new stories with new characters and new ideas. We joke about the fact I hate Rogue One. I hate Rogue One because of like technical reasons, but it was a story no one was asking to see. And no one was like, yeah, we need to do that movie. It released, it was super popular. The Mandalorian. No one asked to see a show about like The Mandalorian. No one was asking for that. It came out, it was super popular. And then they did Book of Boba Fett. No one wanted that. It was just retreading old characters. It was terrible. So Solo, A Star Wars Story. Again, it was just retreading old ideas.
wasn't well received. You have to evolve to keep your IP fresh. You have to keep moving forward. Otherwise, it just stagnates and it dies.
I'd give you your diploma right now.
I have a very poorly set up website that says a lot of these things here. It's called the Renaissance Effect and getting away from it. If you want to get into that, it's a fascinating thing, and about why people are so passionate about these properties. As before, I'm going to do it real quick because we have time. 1970s. Everyone's looking at movies and film like people look at Renaissance paintings. So you're looking at it. There's a frame, a defined frame, defined things that are going on, and you're looking at it and you're appreciating it, and you don't feel as personally invested because you're observing someone else's art. What things like Warhammer and modern movies, and especially the way the internet is done, is it's taken the frame away. So you're no longer observing the picture. You're a part of it. You put yourself in there. You're personally invested in this. And this is why we see such shitty guttural reactions, because you're not making a change to a property, or you're not adding a new story in a universe. You are affecting someone's personality or their life because they're a part of the thing. And when you change the thing, you're changing that person, which is where all this defensiveness comes from.
Yeah, sure.
So the Renaissance Effect is fascinating. And it really helps me deal with just chuds on the internet, because
it's probably even way more like apparent or effective in 40K for people, because the amount of extra time and like energy that people spend in it, that like they put their personal like touch on that for so many hours before they even play a game, most likely.
Exactly. And that's why these people react this way, is because they see these changes not as a change to lore, not as a change to 40K, but as a change to themselves that's being dictated by someone else, and they don't like that.
If what you're into is just ripped, hard-bodied dudes in golden armor, and Rim suddenly there's ladies in there, yeah, that's
not gonna change. Gay.
That's gonna change your perspective on shit. John, well said. I think that's all some cool stuff. And I agree.
My 4-year journey of half-assing this show and other shows that I've done is about to end, and it ends in a place where I've learned a lot and developed a lot of rhetorical skills and media literacy and stuff.
Show has always been about media literacy for 10,000 years.
Yeah. Perfect. But yeah, and also, yeah, I just want to say female custodies bad, oiled up JoJo references with custodies helmets. Great. Val, Danny, plug your things. Let's get out of here so you can have enjoyable evenings.
Come check out the new episode of that Oral World Charm. We're reviewing the FAQ and the changes there. I believe that is coming out soon, or will be out very soon. I know we just put our Patreon stuff up today.
Oh, sweet. So. We did our Arcane Journal review for Orcs and Goblins this morning. It was pretty fun. I gotta watch that. I would recommend you listen to the Old World Charm version, because I really, really enjoyed that. And I have fond memories of white knuckling and driving my car listening to an early release version of it in the United Kingdom, trying to prepare for Tabletop Tactics, which is going live this weekend, I've been assured, on YouTube. You can watch Val try and beat the Bard on Tabletop Tactics on YouTube. It's going over 100K, guys.
Has to.
Got it. This is going straight to the top, guys. The star power is palpable. So
unbelievable, yeah. Oh.
And then, again, check out Danny and Crude, Old World Charm, for everything Warhammer Fantasy based, and check out Val and Rob and Rob's fourth favorite podcast he does now on Squarebase.
Squarebase is close to his heart. He wouldn't leave me for two much more famous people.
I very much enjoy. I caught an episode of Jugs this morning, and then it was quite fantastic. I can empathize, because they were told that the name they originally chose wasn't SEO searchable enough for Warhammer, so they called it Jugs instead. And
Jugs.
That level of
nice
assholeness. Amazing. Dickie, anything you want to add?
No, I'm tired. Let's go to bed.
Beautiful.
Vicky.
What a great note. What a great note.
Danny, myself, let's go read 20 pages that we really don't want to.
Nah, bro.
I have to go watch a 1970s sitcom tonight. That's my schoolwork.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah. They use the F word a whole bunch. It's great. Wow. But aside from that, from everyone here at Grim After Dark, thank you for joining in. You can find all of our socials and every way to support us at grimafterdark.com. We'll be back live next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern-ish. Whatever. See you next Tuesday.
It's time to step into the grim darkness. When nerds gather talking Warhammer madness. Grim After Dark, the podcast with the hosts John, Danny, and Val, but they're not the most. Claiming to be experts, but it's all a facade. Talking about battles and dice rolls, they're all odd. Trying to sound cool with their Warhammer talk, but I'm here to expose. It's all just squawk. Nerds, everywhere I see, talking Warhammer this, like it's a decree. But let me tell you, homie, it is all just a game. In the real world, homie, we are not the same. So put down the dice, step out of the dark. It's time to live life, nerd, make your own mark. Grim After Dark, the nerd's playground. Talking Warhammer this, acting all profound. But when I listen, it's all just a bunch of noise. I love roasting nerds and their stupid ass toys. Stupid ass toys, I wanna grab them. Put my hands around the neck. Squeeze, Warhammer squeeze. Until they can't breathe or breathe again. Tell a friend, I'm out here roasting nerves again.